Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Tuesday. Today, before we get into our life update and
all that stuff,
all of our fun updates that we know you never skip over or fast forward through, today we're talking about trends. We're going to talk about popular trends. We're going to talk about not popular trends. We're going to talk about this word chuggy that appeared in the world about a month ago,
A few months ago.
And it's going to be a good episode, but welcome to NBA Corner.
But welcome to our NBA pod. You know what's funny is that someone, I don't know if you saw this message to our What We Said thing, but she was like, not me having to skip or pause the podcast because my diehard like LA
Clippers fan.
Yes, her boyfriend is a diehard LA Clippers fan. And she's like, I can't hear him talking. Oh my gosh, I cannot speak. I cannot let him hear you guys talking about, you know,
them negatively.
Yes.
Well, we don't need to talk negatively about them anymore.
That's true, because they're out of the playoffs.
Because we beat them. And now we get to talk negatively about the Bucks. I'm just kidding. I just saw someone else say something like, if you guys talk about basketball, please be nice to the Bucks. Like, I live in Milwaukee and
I've gotten a few messages from Milwaukee people.
Yeah. You know what I will say? I will say about this. And don't worry, we won't be talking about basketball for very long. I have one thing to say about one of the players. I think his name is Giannis and I don't know how to pronounce his last name. He's like their star player.
Mm-hmm.
He is a sweetie, and although I like have to root against him, when he was playing their first game, and he's the one that does the free throws, and the other team always counts.
Mm-hmm.
And we were already winning, and Phoenix was doing it so loud and obnoxiously, and I'm just like, me and Nick were like, come on, you guys.
Aww,
like, just let him
sad.
Throw it. He's a sweet guy. They're already losing. You don't need to, like, be shouting in his freaking ear.
Yeah.
Like, 10, not. And they do it so fast.
Yeah, they do it so fast.
It's annoying. Anyways, we stan him. Don't worry.
We stan a king.
I think it's going to be a great finals. Let's just say that.
Yeah. It's been really fun. Game 2 is on tonight, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
For results. But we did win the first game, and it was an awesome game. So
it was
can't
really
wait.
Good.
I wanted to quickly say thank you to everyone who messaged the podcast or messaged me individually about last week's episode. I forgot until it aired that I literally had a mental breakdown and cried on the episode. So I started getting an influx of messages on Tuesday morning and I was like, wait, what the heck? And then as I was reading them, I remembered why.
Yeah.
But people were just so, so nice. And it just like reminded me that, I don't know, we just have like the coolest community ever. And also that everyone, like a lot of people just said, I feel really similarly to you. Like I'm not in the same season of life, but I felt like, you know, things aren't working out for me or whatever. And I've like lost a part of myself that has been so positive in the past. Anyway, I think a lot of people can relate to that in just different seasons of life. There's always going to be like, you know, cloudy seasons. And I don't know, it was, first of all, just really nice that so many people like decided to message us and just show their love and kindness. So I want to say thank you guys for that. You guys are awesome. And I like sometimes feel silly when I like respond to hate comments or like let that ever get, you know, get to me at all, because literally 99% of you are just the coolest people. And I'm like so beyond grateful. So
yeah,
just want to throw that out there.
I was dying at one of the memes that someone sent us. I think I saw it first. So I sent it to you. And it was this guy. And I think it's from Brooklyn 99. I don't really watch the show, but it was a meme of a guy doing like peace signs and smiling. And the next one, he's like sobbing in his hands. And they're like, JC this week.
Literally me.
Us reading Hometown Scandals. The peace signs and the big smile.
Literally. I'm like,
talking about our lives.
It was such a contrast. It's like me bawling about my life. And then next, we're talking about like murders and hometowns. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This is quite the episode. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. But you guys, we just did a What We Said shoot yesterday for our merch, summer merch. And it's coming out really soon. So I feel like we should tell them about it.
Yeah, we should. When was the last time we had merch? Like Christmas time, I think.
Yeah, so it's been a long time.
Months and months. Mm-hmm. We've been like we always say with merch, it takes us a long time. It's not just like, okay, today we design the merch, tomorrow you guys get it. It's a long process. So we have shorts, we have blue shorts, and we have pink shorts. They're like, how would you describe those kinds of shorts?
Oh, they're so comfy. They're like a little bit structured. They kind of honestly give me like Talentless vibes. Like they're more structured. So they're not like super soft, but they are very soft and comfortable. Does that make sense?
They hit like mid thigh.
Mm-hmm. They're not super short, but they're also not like an awkward length. Perfect, they're perfect
for the
length.
Beach. Yeah. Perfect for the beach, perfect for lounging, perfect for going out, perfect to match with the t-shirt.
Well, first of all, the pink and blue shorts, they say cool on them. Because you know the drill. We always say
cool. You know why.
You know why. The t-shirt is a white tee. Very comfy.
Very soft.
Very, very soft. And it has a really cool design. You guys should just go to, I don't know if, we'll probably have posted about it by now, maybe on our Instagram, hopefully.
Maybe.
But if not, it's coming soon. So just stay updated on our Instagram. But I almost can't even explain the design to you guys because it's like so intricate. But it basically just has a lot of our different fun phrases, some drawings. It says what we said, established 1995, since that's when Chelsea and I were born. And
we need to be showing the before picture of, as usual, we usually sketch the drawings first. Like we have this idea and for somehow, me and JC will be talking about, we're like, I know exactly what you're talking about, but we don't have, you know, we can't go on Pinterest and be like, oh, this is what we're talking about because it doesn't exist yet.
Yes.
And so I'll try and like draw it on a piece of paper and it's usually the most shocking. I'm not an artist by any means. But then JC will be like, how did you know? That's literally exactly what I'm talking about. I'm like, I get you. Yes. And then we send it to an actual artist. And this time, Chloe Berter, one of our good friends, Chloe Hearts. Is it Chloe Heart Arts?
Hearts Art.
Hearts Art. That makes more sense.
Chloe Hearts Art
and
on Instagram. Go check
her
out.
She designed it for us. And it's beautiful and amazing.
It's really cute. It's really fun. Yeah. I love that it's very colorful. And it's just fun for the summer. So we also have phone cases.
Might be my favorite item, the phone cases.
Yes. We've both had them on our phones since we got the samples, which has been months now. So I'm sure a lot of you guys have honestly seen them. Like whenever I do mirror selfie things, people will be like, what is that case? And they'll like tag what we said or say something about it. And so a lot of you have probably guessed that that's a What We Said case, but they're really cute, pink and blue, different ones. And they say awesome on them in like a kind of a
swirly
font. And then it says WWS at the very bottom.
And also, these are made to order because we wanted to be able to offer it for all phone cases. We all know we don't have the newest iPhone. We don't have,
all the
newest
same
Samsung,
phone.
Whatever. So, yes, there'll be a couple of options that you can get and they'll be made to order.
Yes. So, I'm very excited about that. This has been a long time coming, like you said. It's like, I feel like we've been working on this forever. So the summer merch is dropping very shortly. Stay tuned on our Instagram for updates. We took some really cute photos. We also just did some other like cute pink and blue looks for the summertime. So our feed's going to be popping.
Yeah, this
so
go feed check doesn't, it out. This feed doesn't make itself, you know?
No, exactly. You guys, are what we said shoot days are like all day. We get home and it's like dark most of the time. It's really fun though to just get it all knocked out. We just do a bunch of outfits, a bunch of filler photos. Chelsea actually hasn't seen the photos. I just went through them. We got the film developed and we're going to go through them after this so that you can pick which ones you like.
I'm excited.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Also, JC lent me a book the other week. So I don't know if I really have talked about this on the podcast, but I've never been a huge reader. I like to listen to audiobooks. And even when I was younger, like AR, it was never my strong suit. I never really liked to read. Because I always kind of thought I was a slower reader. It always took me a little bit longer than I thought other people. So I was like, oh, it's just kind of, a pain for me to read.
Boy, the tables have turned.
Yeah. Turns out I'm a speed reader. No, I'm just kidding. I just sit down and I'll like, when I have 4 or 5 hours, I'll just sit down and read for the entire amount of time. But anyways, JC lent me 2 books actually. And the first one was the mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And then the second one was
Then she was gone.
Then she was gone by, oh my gosh, what's her name?
Lisa Jewell.
Lisa Jewell. And that one was so good. Then she was gone. I finished that in one day. Like I sat down and I was like, I cannot put this book down.
Yes, it's one of those for sure.
So me and JC went to Barnes & Noble the other day and I got two more books from her. I got a lot of messages when I posted about Then She Was Gone and everyone was like, I only have been reading this author. Mm-hmm. So that's why I looked into it. So I got Watching You and I think the other one I got was I Found You or something like that. Anyways, stay tuned. I'm a reader now. You know, this just goes to show another thing that I thought that I never could do or never was. Like an identity I gave myself. Like I'm just not a reader. That is just like, what do I mean? I'm not a reader. Like I can read, so... And I still don't think I'm a fast reader by any means. It's just, I can read. Why would I say that I'm like not a reader?
Literally every time we'll be texting, she's like, I texted her last night. I was like, have you started any of the books you got? She's like, I finished one. I'm like, oh, a speed reader? We literally got it the day before. And yeah. She was already done with it.
I had started that night that we got it.
Mm, yeah.
I've been reading before I go to bed because it does make me sleepy.
Yeah. It is nice to read before bed. Wait, you know what Leif and I have been doing before bed recently?
Is it PG?
You don't want to know. No, literally, it's very PG. We've been watching Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Really? How do you watch that?
How do we watch it? Leif got it set. Disney Plus, I think.
Oh. No, I'm like, no, how do you bring yourself to watch that?
So Leif was like not down. I was like, we should watch. Oh, it was one night. I was like having a hard night. And I was like, I really want to watch something like happy. And like, at this point, I can't even watch Friends because we're on the last episode of the whole entire thing.
Oh.
And I don't even want to watch it because I'm just like, that's sad.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to literally make myself cry right now.
Yeah.
So I haven't watched we've watched half of the last episode.
Oh,
and that's
my gosh.
And Leif was like, we should just never finish it. And I was like, I'm kind of down.
Yeah.
So anyway, I already know how it ends, so it doesn't matter. But
yeah.
So I was like, we should watch something like an old Disney Channel show because I want to see
if it still hits
or if it's just like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. It is so funny. Leif and I have been like laughing out loud multiple times per episode. Like we're dying.
Does it have like adult humor or is it just teenage humor that's still funny?
Some of it's kind of like, it's just funny. I don't know. It's
like things maybe you wouldn't have caught before.
Yes. And anyway, we've been dying. So we've been watching it every night, just an episode per night for the past little like few days. I don't know if we're going to get sick of it in like, you know, a week or something, but... Anyway, I think that's so funny that we've been doing that because it's so random. But we have been laughing so hard. And maybe it's just because it's really nostalgic, but because we obviously grew up watching it.
That was my favorite show, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Like more than Hannah Montana, more than all the other ones I would watch that time.
It's so freaking funny.
So good. Remember when Hannah Montana, That's So Raven, and Sweet Life of Zack and Cody had their like...
mashup or whatever? Yes.
So iconic. That was an iconic moment.
Well, I was telling Leif, I'm like, we were just reminiscing on the excitement that you would get when like a new Disney original movie was coming out, like High School Musical. I remember my friend had a movie party for High School Musical. There was like snacks and like all these girls were over and it was just like the best day of my life. Or Cheetah Girls, like all of that was just next level excitement.
I loved Cheetah Girls.
Same.
Oh my gosh.
We need to watch Cheetah Girls soon too.
I'm down. Anyway,
so funny. So anyway, amazing. If anyone needs soundtrack. A little mood boost, go on Disney Plus. I think that's where we've been watching it. I literally don't touch the TV. I'm like a dummy with TVs. I swear to you, I don't know how to work a remote. It's very embarrassing.
It's okay.
It's an identity I'm protecting.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Not all of us can be smart and tech savvy.
Okay, you guys, I have a very, very cute aesthetic skincare brand to recommend to you that I absolutely love. Adorable on your vanity, on your counter, and also great products. It is Glow Recipe. So Glow Recipe is a clean, fruit-forward, Korean beauty-inspired skincare brand. Their vegan and cruelty-free formulas pair oxidant-rich fruit extracts with clinically proven actives for glowing skin. I feel like you probably have seen some of their products on Instagram because I was definitely influenced at first to try their products out a while ago. You've also maybe seen Glow Recipe all over TikTok. Their products have gone viral for a reason. So their Plum Plump Hyaluronic Serum is your hydrating, plumping, holy grail serum. It has juicy, antioxidant-rich plum and 5 molecular weights of hyaluronic acid that fill each skin layer with hydration for visibly plumper skin. Combined with vegan collagen, this silky water gel texture will leave your skin healthy and bouncy. I love, love, love hyaluronic acid serums. Super hydrating and amazing to add to your skincare routine after cleanser, before moisturizer. So you just use 1 to 2 pumps of the serum after cleansing and then top it with your moisturizer for the bounciest hydrated skin of your dreams.
Plus, all Glow Recipe products will arrive in eco-conscious packaging, which is a 10 out of 10 from us. Glow Recipe creates products that are good for your skin and gentle on the planet. Their glass jars are 100% recyclable and made of 20% post-consumer recycled materials. They also partner with TerraCycle on a recycling program, so every piece of their packaging can be recycled and reimagined. They are also partnering with Climate Neutral to become carbon neutral in 2022. Get 15% off Glow Recipe with the code WWSGLOW at glowrecipe.com. So you can get 15% off Glow Recipe with the code WWSGLOW at glowrecipe.com, linked in the show notes.
What interferes with your happiness? When you're experiencing any sort of depression, anxiousness, or anything else like that, it can really prevent you from living your best life. I've definitely experienced this, and we love our sponsor BetterHelp for this reason, because BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can connect in a safe and private online environment. It is super convenient, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours.
It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. You can send a message to your counselor at any time and you will get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and you do this all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. They also make it easy and free to change counselors if you need, which is great, so you can make sure you have something that is a good match for you and your needs. It is more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is also available. The service is available for clients worldwide. Find the particular expertise you need online. Don't limit yourself to the counselors located near you.
There are licensed counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, self-esteem, relationships, trauma, and much more. So anything you share is confidential. They also have testimonials posted daily on their site if you want to hear how people are loving it. We want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you will get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that is BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid.
Should we get into the trends?
Let's.
Is there any other life updates?
Nope. Let me think.
You're going to Hawaii today, tomorrow.
Oh yeah, tomorrow I'm going to Hawaii. Very excited about it. We're going with Jordan and Kemper. We haven't seen them in a year and a half.
Wow. Since Nashville, right? Or after that?
After that we went to, I think it was after that we went to Denver with them. Like,
oh yeah,
a while ago. But it was so, like, just so long ago.
Wow.
We haven't seen them in ages. So, anyway.
Actually, my family's coming into town today. My parents and then two of my brothers. It's my brother's birthday today, actually. Happy birthday, Cole.
Nice.
He's an avid listener, I hope. We'll see, actually. If he texts me and says, thank you for the shout out. We'll see. No one tell him either. We'll see if he actually listens like he says.
That's
he does.
Always a good test. I'll do that on my vlogs sometimes. I'll be like, talk about one of my friends, then say, well, if they're listening, then they'll text me. Yeah, you've probably missed quite a few of those cues.
I actually do what, like, your vlogs where I'm not there, I will watch them.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not like sitting down watching them, but I'll put them on like while I'm doing laundry or something.
Thank you for the views.
Of course. Okay. First, let's start with trends that people like. And we're going to say pass or gas. Just kidding. Who did that? Pass or gas?
What the heck is that? I don't know.
Never mind. Forget I said anything. I'm an idiot.
Sorry. Don't mind me. Just got a text from freaking Beth about something else going wrong in my life. So
that's what?
No, it's just like a work thing.
Oh. Okay. Let's start reading through some of these trends that you guys sent in.
I have...
You have some trends?
I wrote them all down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not all, but like a lot of them. So I was going to say them and maybe you can just react to them.
Down.
And you can look at some too later, but okay. So we posted on our Instagram and said, like, what are your favorite fashion trends right now and your least favorites, people? And I'm just going to read some. These are some people say that it's their favorite. Some people say it's their least, but we're just going to read
some of
them.
The same answers. And I was like, wait, which list am I in?
Exactly. I feel like the number one least favorite trend that people are talking about right now is low-rise jeans.
Yeah.
And I have mixed feelings.
I also have mixed feelings.
I totally understand why people don't want them to come back because it's not very flattering for 99% of people.
You know what? And it's also not very comfortable, to be quite honest.
No.
Like, I like the low-rise jeans look. I think I can get on board with like a 2000s look, you know, Paris Hilton early days.
Yeah.
But it kind of always feels like my pants are going to fall off because your butt crack always shows. Like, you know what I mean?
It's, to me, like I can do...
Not always shows, but...
I think because we've been wearing high-waisted pants for so long, now even mid-rise to me feels like low-rise.
Mm-hmm.
So like... True low-rise jeans, I do not think I'm down for myself. Like,
yeah.
I do not think I would be comfortable wearing them. I think I would feel like just not.
Just picture the jeans you wore in like high school that were, because Miss Me jeans and those jeans were like low-rise jeans.
Yeah.
They definitely weren't, I mean, maybe they were mid-rise, but they definitely were not high-waisted.
But the thing is that trend even of, or like Miss Me jeans, it's like we would wear shirts that covered, that were not showing our stomach, so it didn't feel like.
Yeah.
So low rise, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, when you know when you would sit down in school and you were wearing those jeans, and I would always feel like I had to like pull my pants up.
That's true. Like it was going to show your butt.
Yeah.
It's true.
Or your underwear or something.
Mm-hmm. Also, we should give a disclaimer before or say that like...
We know
we're
everything.
We're just... No, that we are not trying to... We don't care what you wear. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I don't give a flying tuck what you wear.
It's like,
to be quite
whatever
honest,
whatever you feel comfortable in and confident in, you go, girl. This isn't meant to be like, we hate this. If you wear this, that's ugly. And if you wear this, it's just preference.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I've realized. People a lot of times think things are like mean. Like if you say like, oh, I don't like that. It's like they think you're being mean when in reality, it's just an opinion. It's nothing. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It's like for us to say,
I think you're like, fat. Well, I think you're ugly and I think you're fat. That's just an opinion. You know that Gabby Hanna voice, whatever.
Yes, voiceover on TikTok. But you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I literally being Gabby Hanna by saying that's just my opinion?
No.
Okay.
Well, you are, but it's okay. That's your opinion.
Well, I'm just saying like...
No, I'm just kidding.
To be like, oh yeah, to say something like that, you look ugly. That's like, it's like, well, it's my opinion. It's like, hey, you're still rude.
Yeah.
But I'm saying for us to say, oh, I don't like low-rise jeans. It's like, but if you wear them and you look cute, then great. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I say this to people all the time because people will, and when I say people, I mean my husband and also like some of my family members, they will ask me for my opinion on their clothes. Like growing up, I was the one in my family who would choose like what we wore for family photos or whatever, just because no one else in my family cared about fashion. And I did. So I'm like, okay, I'm not wearing what you guys tell me to wear. you guys are wearing what I'm telling you to wear. And then they would come and ask me for my opinion. Even to this day, my mom will do this, or, you know, Nick will do this. Do you like these pants? Like, what do you think about this outfit? And I tell them exactly what I think. I'm like, I don't love the pants, or, you know, something like that. And then they get like offended by it. And they're like, well, whatever. I'm like, you asked me for my opinion.
Yeah, true.
If you didn't want my opinion, don't ask. If you already like what you're wearing, who cares what I think? Just don't ask me then.
True. Mic drop. Okay, the next thing that a lot of people either said they like love or hated is the like colorful beaded necklaces, almost like kind of the kid vibe with like the alphabet letters or whatever.
Yeah.
Some people said they think it's so cute. And then some people said they absolutely hate it and think it's so ugly.
Listen, some of these things are just really trendy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know for a fact in a couple years, we will not be wearing the chunky beaded, you know, kitty jewelry.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a different kind of kitty jewelry, but the specific ones that are in trend right now will probably not be cute in a couple years.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
So some of these things that people hate so much because they're so not timeless.
Yes, you know what I mean? Definitely. That's something that it is. Like, it's not timeless.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking? Even when we were doing our What We Said shoot and we had like the clips in our hair and stuff like that, I was thinking, I feel like with all the Y2K vibe stuff, I like to do photo shoots with them, but I would probably not wear it on a normal day. Some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like the very extra like butterfly clips in my hair with like...
Totally.
I don't know. I was thinking like I would do a photo shoot and I would think that's fun, but I wouldn't like wear that to dinner probably.
Totally.
I don't know.
Especially some of the sunglasses that we wear. Yeah. It's just very extra.
Exactly. Okay, the other thing is like the clay rings or the plastic rings.
Yeah.
You're not going to like our upcoming photos of
our
hands.
Yeah, I was about to say, stay away from our Instagram if you don't like these things.
But I think they're fun. I like them too. I like the colorful ring trend. I love that color is a huge thing right now. I love that.
I saw that as one of someone was like saying that was their favorite trend is that color is so in right now. And I also would like to say, so there's a fashion pendulum that goes back and forth. And it happened in the 80s and then back in the 90s. And then Y2K, the colors came back. Okay, sorry. 80s, the color was very in.
Right.
Very colorful. 90s kind of went more to grunge. Kind of a little bit more
neutral.
Then in early 2000s, color came back. And then 2010, like very neutral came back, very minimal. And now color is coming back. And
true.
I'm here for color.
I think it's so fun.
I love it.
I love like pattern mixing and all that stuff. Even when you just like look over at my
It's so fun
stuff that I'm packing for Hawaii. It's like so bright and fun. I really like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So people say wide leg denim or like baggy jeans. They don't like. Someone was like, I hate baggy jeans. Like I'm 5'2".
You have to get used to it. I can relate.
Yeah. And you can too. I mean, we're both like not super tall.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I couldn't get on board with baggy jeans until like a few months ago, honestly.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to. I would wear like straight leg jeans, but like the baggy ones, I just could not. I'm like, this is not cute on me. And I just feel like I've gotten used to it at this point because now I don't mind it. I'm like, oh, it's cute.
Yeah, you have to start with the right pair.
Mm-hmm.
If you just throw on like a super, super, super baggy pair of jeans right away, you go from skinny high-waisted jeans to that like low-rise baggy jeans, it will be quite a shock.
Yeah.
You gotta start small and get used to yourself in them. And then after a while, I actually think it's more flattering on people who have shorter legs sometimes if you have, I mean, not super, super baggy where it's just like two garbage bags on your legs. But I saw someone say they hate like cowboy, or not cowboy, flare.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good flare. I feel like it makes my legs look so much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Not even necessarily flare, like bell bottoms. Yeah, but just pants that are straighter and do flare a little bit at the bottom. Short girls, we need that.
Yeah.
It lengthens
especially with platform shoes of some sort.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's slimming, it's lengthening. We'd love to see it.
Someone said that they cannot. They were like, I cannot get rid of my skinny jeans. I just love them too much. And I'm like, that's fine.
Wear them.
If you, seriously, that's the thing. Whatever you feel the most confident in and the most comfortable, like sometimes even like I was saying with all this Y2K stuff, like I'll do it for a photo shoot. I think it's fun to dress up or something. But like when it comes down to it, even when I like try and branch out and like I have this crazy outfit on, then I get back into like just an outfit that I'm really comfortable in, like jeans and like a white tank with just like, I don't even know, just something simple, like in a baseball cap. And I'm like, this is my home. Like,
yeah.
This is what I actually think I look cute in. The other stuff I think is fun.
Yeah.
But it's not like, it's weird. I don't want to say I don't look cute in it, but do you know what I mean? Like some of those things, it's fun for a second, but it's not like, it truly isn't the most flattering thing a lot of times.
No. And also, it's not like when I see people in skinny jeans walking around, I'm like, how could they? That's so embarrassing.
No.
I literally don't think twice.
No,
about
I literally
it.
Don't care at all.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less. Claw clips in the hair.
How could those ever go out of style again in my head?
I know.
Like they've been here for a while.
Yeah, they have.
Longer than even the Y2K look, I feel like.
Definitely. I don't see those going out of style.
They're so convenient.
Soon,
it's like, what,
so
you're going
nice.
To take ponytail holders now out of style? It's like,
yeah.
I mean, maybe crazy color claw clips.
But honestly, claw clips didn't come really into style until, like, I'm sure a lot of people have always used them.
Yeah,
but
like a couple years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe 2 years ago that people like started using them. And I remember in quarantine, I like bought a bunch.
Like, what did we put our hair up with before that? I mean, I actually don't use claw clips that often, mostly because my hair is honestly really thin. So I can never find a perfectly fitted claw clip. And also no one ever talks about how annoying claw clips are when you're sitting in a car or you're trying to like lay down.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Even when you're laying against like a couch or your bed, it's so annoying. It's just like drilling into your head.
Yeah. Also scrunchies. Like scrunchies were gone for a long time, then they came back randomly.
It's true.
And when will they leave? Who knows?
Again, it's like, how is a scrunchie out of style? I don't get it. Seems weird. Okay, visible underwear. So like the thong coming out of the, like,
you know what? That's such like a young trend.
Low-waisted.
If I did that.
No, I can't do that.
I would look like, I don't even know what I would look like, but I wouldn't look good. I can tell you that much.
But the thing is that I've seen, now that I think about it, I'm like, I've definitely seen girls my age do that. And I think, like, I don't know. I agree. Like, thinking of myself doing that makes me, like, actually laugh. Like, I'm just like, that's not my vibe
at
all.
Yeah, that's definitely like a teenager, young, you know, early 20s look.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we have just left the early 20s.
Crazy.
We're loading into
Wave's going to be 30 next year. We're just talking about that.
That's crazy.
She's going to be 29 in like a month.
I saw a TikTok this morning and she was like, you know how you just think like, oh, I'll never be 30. And then she just starts laughing. She's like, you will be. She's like, don't worry. One day you will be.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
So weird.
I'm excited for my 30s.
Same. Trucker hats.
I love a good trucker hat.
I actually love hats.
I love them more than
baseball caps.
Yeah, like baseball caps on me. Like when the baseball caps were kind of coming back, I was like, okay, I don't really love myself in hats too much. But then when this actually isn't even a trucker hat, but it's like more of a deep hat that I got from Sporty and Rich that I wear all the time. I'm like, this fits me better. I like this look a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. But I like any hat. Like truly, I love
you
hats.
You look great in hats.
Thank you. I feel like I actually look better in baseball hats than trucker hats.
Yeah.
I feel like the opposite for me. But I do like trucker hats a lot. I think they're so cute.
Yeah.
And so fun. I am very, very passionate about a comfortable bed. Amazing sheets, duvet covers, all of that stuff. You literally spend a third of your life sleeping. So you got to make your bed as comfortable as possible. You need it to be like your safe haven, okay? So we have a Brooklinen household. We have so many Brooklinen products. We have their sheets, their duvet cover, their duvet, their pillows, the pillowcases, the towels, like everything you guys can imagine. And I absolutely love this brand. So Brooklinen was started to create beautiful, high-quality home essentials that do not cost an arm and a leg. And what a success. So Brooklinen works directly with manufacturers to make luxury available directly to you without the luxury level markups. So you get their amazing array of products at a reasonable price. And they have something for your every comfort need, ideal for a seasonal refresh because they're launching new products, colors, and patterns all the time.
We're talking buttery soft and breathable sheets, plush and absorbent towels, cozy robes, and comfy loungewear you'll want to put on and never take off. They're so confident in their core products that they come with a 365-day warranty. And fans are confident too. They've received over 75,000 plus five-star reviews and counting. And their customer service, clearly they got their 8 hours of sleep because they are a dream to work with if you ever have any issues at all. So give yourself the comfort refresh you deserve and get it for less at Brooklinen. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code WHATWESAID to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That is brooklinen.com and enter promo code WHATWESAID for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklinen.com, promo code WHATWESAID.
It is 2021 and nobody has time for uncomfortable shoes. That is where Rothy's comes in. So Rothy's surveyed thousands of customers. The number one word used to describe their shoes is comfy. We absolutely love to see it. Start summer off on the right foot with comfortable bestsellers like flats, loafers, and sneakers from Rothy's. With sandals in an array of colors to shoes made for exploring, their newest styles have you covered. Plus, their spacious washable bags are perfect for summer getaways. I love Rothy's. I've said before, Kristen put me onto Rothy's. I saw her wearing these adorable white slip-ons and I was like, where'd you get those? Those are really cute. And she was like, they're Rothy's and you can also wash them just like in the washer so you can get any little like marks or, you know, stains off really easy. And I was like, wow, that sounds literally amazing. So we love that. They also are launching men's shoes. They just launched them. So I'll let Chelsea tell you more about that.
They're intentionally designed with an artisanal level of detail and created with nearly zero waste. Rothy's men's shoes are durable, washable, and better for the planet. Plus, rigorous testing during R&D results in a perfect fit wash after wash. This is the perfect shoe if you want to take them on vacation. I know you guys are finishing up your summer vacays, and this is perfect for the beach, to dinner, to shopping, wherever you're going.
To help you welcome summer in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. So through August 1st, 2021, you guys can get $20 off your first purchase of $100 or more at rothys.com/whatwesaid. That is rothys.com/whatwesaid. Trust us. You don't want to miss this. Head to rothys.com/whatwesaid to find your new favorites today. Okay. This one's so funny to me. Someone just says, that Kendall Jenner green dress. We all know the one. It's the House of Sunny dress. People say that that's going to be like chuggy in a few years.
House of Sunny might be chuggy in a few years unless they
switch it up.
Keep, you know, up with whatever's coming. But it's so specific right now. It's so niche.
Yeah, it
is. I love House of Sunny though. I just got overalls from them that I wore in the What We Said shoots. You'll see them. And I love them. They're so comfy. They are expensive though.
House of Sunny stuff is real. I don't own anything from them. They are really expensive.
I actually just got a jacket from them too. And it was
really I really do like the designs.
Yeah.
They have some really unique designs.
Color.
Yeah. Back and with lots the color. Of color. I feel like it's just funny because that Kendall Jenner photo is like—
what started it all.
What started it all. Like it is so— where she's in that like huge floppy hat, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yep.
She's like in Italy or something. Like I don't know where she is, but it's like stunning.
Engraved in my brain.
Yes. Same.
Also— let's take a moment really quick to talk about Kendall Jenner because I've been seeing so much hate on my TikTok For You page for Kendall Jenner, talking about how she's a bad model, how she doesn't deserve her success, how blah, blah, blah. First of all, me and JC talked about this because you know we stand.
You want to get into this on the podcast? You're scaring me. You're scaring me. We're welcoming scary things right now.
We stand Kendall and Devin Booker because— we love our boy Booker and we're happy for him and Kendall. And people have very different opinions on Kendall. People either say they're her favorite, that she's their favorite Kardashian because she's the most natural, blah, blah, blah. Or people hate Kendall. And I just want to say, I stand by this opinion that why do we care so much about Kendall Jenner and if she is successful or not? And also, we don't know everything that goes behind the scenes of Kendall's life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can see her show, but that's definitely not, you know, she's not even the main person in Keeping
Up with
the
Kardashians. She's rarely even in the show, to be honest.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of people hate on her modeling and saying she doesn't serve as like great as looks as other models and even other like nepotism child, you know, child models, not child models, but nepotism children models like Bella Hadid, Gigi Hadid, you know, other people who kind of got in the industry because of their name and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I just want to say, you know, you don't need to go out of your way to hate on people that are super, super famous and just like have so much success.
It's just a waste of time. Like, yeah. I think people, it's like so many people, you have I feel to like I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but so many people just waste their time hating on certain people and kind of having a victim mentality. It's like, well, other people deserve it more.
Yeah.
Or whatever, when it's just like life is never going to be fair, unfortunately, in any way.
I agree.
And there's like no sense of just like, you would be better served to like go after your own dreams and do your own thing than like focus on how it's unfair that someone has something that you want.
Exactly. And also you have to realize like she was literally born into a family different than the family you were born into or someone else was born into.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I agree. A lot of people have like upper hand, you know, the upper hand in some way. It's like, that's always going to be the case.
And I think people are mad because she says she doesn't. I posted the reason I like probably started getting targeted with things is because I posted like on my Instagram story, like this is now a Kendall and Devin Stan account. And someone's just sent me almost like a subtweet to me. They sent me a post of someone talking about how they hate Kendall Jenner and how she says that she works harder than other people and whatever. And nobody is perfect. And it just doesn't seem like a big enough deal to just put so much energy into hating her, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That she says she could think that she does work harder than other people. That is her perception. She has a completely different reality. Like,
yeah.
She does not live in the same world that we live in. Mm-hmm. And what and can I she
always,
do about that?
I always say this, like people think of celebrities as like they have it all. They deserve hate, number one, because it's like they are opening themselves up to it. Literally hate that argument so much, but whatever. Yeah. But the thing is that so many celebrities, like with more fame and more money, they actually become more lonely and depressed. And they actually have to deal with a lot of things that we don't have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. That,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they have it all, quote unquote. They have a lot of money. They have fame, but they lack a lot of like just normalcy that we get to experience. And so it's almost like in some ways I actually feel really bad for a lot of celebrities because of the things they have to go through. And just like the industry that they're in is very, it's hard to be a part of that.
Yeah, we just saw it with Britney Spears and everything that came out about her and her conservatorship and all of the media. If you watch the documentary about her and stuff, it's just like, it's not a glamorous life.
No, like, I mean,
why else would she write Lucky?
Exactly. In a lot of ways, of course, it is glamorous. And from the outside, it can look like they have it all. But they go through a lot of different things that like we will never have to go through not being a celebrity. And so I just feel like, why are you like spending so much energy hating on them when you have no idea what it's like to walk in their shoes? And it just doesn't matter.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that we have to like cater to and baby celebrities by any means. I'm not saying we have to baby Kendall Jenner at all. And also, you don't know what like mental health issues people are going through.
Right.
Kendall has talked about her struggles with anxiety and people like, she doesn't seem as nice as the other ones. I'm like, she has crippling social anxiety.
Right.
So
it's probably just hard for her to
be
as maybe outgoing as other people would be because she does struggle with that.
Yeah.
I know.
I think Hailey Bieber kind of gets that too as well.
Really?
She gets like the hate where
oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. almost for small reasons where it's like, okay, she doesn't seem to be, I mean, I don't know. I don't really know the depth of their problematicness, but they don't seem to be as problematic as other people.
Yeah.
But they get hate for so doing the small things.
Hate. Yeah. I know. Anyways. It really is so sad. Okay. The next trend is freakishly long nails. The acrylics that are, that's what someone said, the acrylics that are like 2 inches long. It's not for me, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely do. Who just posted, someone posted on TikTok the other day, they're like, my nails, and they like went like this, and no joke, like,
they touched
it was
their
like,
wrist.
Yeah, it was like 3 inches long, and I'm just like, I don't think it's cute, and I also like don't know how you do things, but if that's your thing, go for it.
No, I like my nails a little longer, but you have to be able to function.
Yeah.
You know,
this to me is long, which is not when you compare it to like those literal 3-inch acrylics.
Yeah.
It's not that long.
Speaking of the Kardashians, like the ones Kylie gets long. Yeah, she gets long. So does Khloe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan.
No, I like them long enough to make my fingers look long.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Also, a lot of people were saying that they feel like right now, every shirt that they find is either like a tiny like baby tee or like a massive like oversized.
That would make sense.
T-shirt, and that really bothers them, which I can understand. But at the same time, I hate shirts that fit me. So
yeah.
I can't relate on a, I love oversized things.
I was going to say, I love a shirt that's a little too small for me. Love a shirt that's a little too big for me. I hate it when it fits right. Just right.
I did a TikTok. It was like, honestly, probably 6 months or a year ago at this point, but it was like a tweet that was like, my biggest nightmare is a shirt that fits.
Yeah.
Like literally same.
Truly.
Okay. Should we get into chuginess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, did we already go? You did go over people hate.
We can keep going. I mean, those were just like the main ones that I saw that I was like, oh yeah, those are definitely popular trends that I feel like people would.
Yeah. And chuggy. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of some trends that I've seen recently that I've been like, yes. And then some that I've been like, absolutely not. But I can't think of any. Okay. This is the definition of chuggy. If you haven't heard of this, because we did get some messages that were like, I'm so sorry. What the heck is this? And this
that means you're chuggy.
Yeah. If you have to ask that, wow, you're old. This is from Urban Dictionary. Okay. Chuggy. The opposite of trendy. Stylish in middle school and high school, but no longer in style. Used when someone still follows. So this word is used when someone still follows these out-of-date trends. This may include, but not limited to, fashion, habits on social media, usage of slang, etc. For example, my friend told me to change out of my favorite pair of Miss Me jeans because they were chuggy.
Miss Me.
I think of chuggy as like just a couple years behind.
Yeah. Well, this is what I was also going to say is like I saw some messages that were like, I think that like the word chuggy and talking about this is toxic in and of itself. And it's a way of like judging other people.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, yeah, that's kind of true. That's kind of like,
it's kind of chuggy of us to talk about this.
Yeah, it's kind of like mean to just be like, that's chuggy. That's ugly. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's so rude. It is in a way like judgmental, but it also is just like, like, it's also funny, so.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, this kind of thing has been around for so long where your parents will say a phrase and it's like, oh my gosh, that's so old school. Like, that's so whatever. That's out of date. Just another word for that.
Totally.
Which, again, it doesn't matter if you like it. Just keep doing it.
Exactly. It's not supposed to be mean.
No, it's just supposed to be like what, truthfully, it's what the young kids no longer do. So they think it's uncool.
Right. That's a good way to put it.
And who cares what kids think? I mean, I know teenagers are terrifying. Truly terrifying. There's nothing more terrifying than a teenager. But
I just think it's funny. As I was like reading through these, I was dying. So the first thing is Tory Burch.
Unfortunately, that is kind of choogy, I guess.
Totally. Like Tory Burch sandals.
Yes.
Choogs.
Choogs.
Chevron.
Okay, sorry, I blew out the speaker.
Chevron. 100% choogy.
You know what, though? When is that coming back? It's like actually consumes a lot of my mind space. When is that coming back?
You know what someone sent me? You know, Amelie on TikTok, she's like gorgeous, dating Blake Gray. She wore a Chevron shirt
recently,
and someone sent it to me, and they're like, Chevron, with like an emoji. I have to show you it. Look at this.
What the F?
Can you believe? I mean, she looks perfect. Yeah, like, she looks stunning.
Perfect.
But I was like, oh, not the Chevron.
Oh, no.
Could it
that
be?
That might be
coming
the thing
back?
That I'm like, I refuse. Because with the Y2K stuff, we just missed that trend. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we weren't old enough to fully dive into it. The Chevron.
Chevron, like, we sends lived. A shiver up my spine.
We lived. We walked in those shoes.
The thing is I feel like
we
they
walked
could,
in those combat boots.
I feel like they could redo Chevron to be something else. I'm just picturing mint and teal, like,
Chevron
coral
skirts.
Chevron skirts that are, like, that stretchy fabric. And that's what terrifies me.
Yes. Or, that's like, the peplum shirts.
Not the peplum. Remember, Chelsea, do you remember my hot pink peplum shirt? Hot pink and
How
black
How could I
stripe?
Ever forget?
Literally, I would wear that with skinny jeans and black combat boots. And
I
actually thought I was the baddest bee on the planet.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting chills.
I'm about to send you right now. Look at this pattern. Someone said mandala. Wait, what's mandala pattern?
Like the mandala,
look.
Yeah, I was going to say like the tapestries from Urban.
Yes. That is so funny. I haven't seen that in a million years. Okay. Teal and coral. That's a given. I mean, in together with Chevron, yes.
Yeah, totally.
Farmhouse decor. People either love or hate farmhouse.
Farmhouse. What exactly is farmhouse? Like,
it's like Joanna Gaines.
Oh.
Vibes.
Yeah, we probably just insulted a large community.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people are obsessed with farmhouse decor.
Yeah.
Like, obsessed. Here's the thing that I was going to say.
You can do it timelessly, or you can do it really not timelessly.
I agree. But you know what I feel like is, it's so unfortunate, but it's like, I feel like with a lot of these things, it just gets so overdone. It's like cute in the beginning.
You
and
get
then
used
it,
to it.
It gets so overdone and just goes to a place where you just hate it because you've seen it so much.
Exactly.
That's how I feel. Like, every single house we would go into, like, even a few years ago, would be farmhouse decor.
Yep.
And farmhouse style, to the point where I'm like, now I'm like,
sick
don't like this. Because at the beginning, I was like, oh, it's cute. It's like, whatever, cozy vibes. I like it. And then now I'm like, no. Like, I've seen this literally a trillion times. But that being said, you're right. I think it can definitely be done in like a pretty timeless way.
I was going to say maybe the opposite of choogy is timeless.
Yeah.
Because there are things that I saw someone say in the choogy section, overly done boho.
Hmm.
And I was thinking about that. I'm like, there are some like boho looking things that still to this day, it's like Free People, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I would still consider very much boho, but it's like a little bit more. They have definitely more trendy pieces that you wouldn't wear in a couple years. But for the most part, it's like timeless pieces that you're like, okay, I could have this for 10 years or something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then there are some boho things that are so trendy. Like, if it's so trendy, you know it's going out of style soon.
Definitely. I was even thinking, like, I feel like almost even this house could be considered choogy in some ways.
Looks around. I don't think so.
In some ways,
no,
like,
this isn't. What would you consider this decor, like,
it's
beach?
Not, definitely not farmhouse. The style, or the kitchen?
Can, like anchor, sailor?
No. I don't know what you would consider this decor. I mean, none of it's my decor. I think it's cute because it's all neutral and pretty. It's not, like, it's not stuff that I would have chosen.
Yeah.
Like, if I was moving in here, I wouldn't have chosen each of these individual pieces. But they're nice and they're pretty. So it's not like I hate looking at them.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, there might be different layers of choogy. Because
mm-hmm.
also, I think of choogy as live, laugh, love signs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like
true
the generation before us.
Roosters. Yeah. Roosters in the kitsch.
Yeah. Roosters. Don't let my mom hear that. She still's got roosters.
Really?
No, she's got cows. My mom was a cow. You know how like every woman has a kitchen animal?
Yes.
My mom's was cow.
Love that. Okay, infinity scarves.
I saw a video and not this girl was like, scarves. Imagine if Addison Rae, like the power Addison Rae has if she went in and was like, I would like to buy an infinity scarf. And the cashier was like, Addison, please don't. She's like, what? Yeah, infinity scarves.
It's so
those
true.
Those boots that you wear that are like knee high, but they're flat and they're skinny ankles and they kind of go up. Do you know which ones I'm talking about? That you wear with infinity scarves.
Yes.
With skinny jeans and infinity scarves.
Oh.
I think I had some of those.
Oh, I definitely did. Mine were black.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said overlining lips. They think it's Chugi. Well, call the Chugi, please, because I'm here.
Put me in handcuffs. Take me away.
I love overlining my lips. I mean, yeah. I guess how far are you overlining them? I don't think that's Chugi. I feel like that's
maybe
like
it's
on
like
the
a
pulse.
Different color of liner, you know?
But even that, I feel like it's kind of like Y2K vibes.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Like the like more
maybe
brown.
Maybe this person was Chugi and they didn't know it. So they think that things that aren't Chugi are.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you say Y2K is Chugi, you are Chugi.
You are Chugmeister. I'm so sorry.
The Chugmeister.
Keep calm and carry on signage.
Yeah.
Our literal dance shirts were keep calm and carry on or dance on or something.
Oh my gosh. With the crown. Remember that trend?
With the crown.
Like coffee now, talk later kind of things.
It's wine o'clock, someone said. On a t-shirt.
Yes, it's things that like literally the generation right before
it's
us.
Like cheesy
like millennial
sayings.
Stuff. Yeah, Harry Potter, things that people always make fun of millennials for.
Exactly. Okay, and then a lot of people were saying this. I literally didn't even know what it was. Who was I with? Okay, I'm never with literally anyone. So who was it? Beth?
Wait, before you say that, before I forget, another thing that is kind of Chugi, I guess, would be high quality edited skits. Not like on your iPhone where it's like a little bit more of like Gen Z humor, but like millennial humor where it's like high quality videotaped skits like Vine, kind of. You know how when Vine started to do high quality?
Yes.
Things like that would go on Facebook. Oh. You know what I mean? That like now they're probably 35 or
ooh,
older.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? I do.
Or they would make like songs, like skitty songs, but they would be like funny and we would probably share them on Facebook in high school.
I know exactly what you're talking yeah. about.
Because nowadays it's like on your iPhone, it's like bad quality almost.
Yeah. 100%. Literally mathematicious. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
I cannot. I've got to show you. Someone said Ray Dunn. I remember who I was with. I was with Rachel because she's doing my eyebrows, my eyelashes. I was like, who was I with?
Ray Dunn. What the heck is
and
that?
And I was like, Ray Dunn. I was like, what the heck? Yeah, I asked the same thing. I was like, do you know what that is? She's like, oh my gosh, my sister was obsessed. She's like, I know what you're talking about. And she's like, it's at like Home Goods. And it's like just all of this.
Oh my
like,
gosh, yes.
Like all of these, look up Ray Dunn, R-A-E, Dunn. It's like basically titles on everything. Like,
yeah, like white
sugar,
cookie jars that
cookies,
says cookie. Yeah.
Like a coffee mugs that say hubby and wifey. Like I cannot.
Dunn, curse
I have
the name.
I have something so controversial to say.
What?
I hate
hubby.
The word hubby.
That's not controversial. I think
that is one of my least
I think that's
favorite
chewy, honestly.
Words. When I literally hate and cringe when people say yeah. hubby. I don't know. I'm sorry if that
my
offends
hubby.
Like 50% of you guys.
I'm going to start saying that now. Hubby and wifey.
Like, I hate it. It makes me so in so much pain.
Remember when people would announce their weddings, like, my new hubby.
Why does that? That's like one of the only
hubs.
Just cringe things to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
judges me for it.
No, I was going to say, I mean, I definitely don't love it, but I don't have an initial reaction to it.
A visceral reaction yeah. like I do. I don't know why. It like bothers me.
Did someone call you hubby?
Yes. Okay, Gucci. People say just Gucci in general.
Really?
I can kind of see it.
You know what? I can see certain.
A lot of their products I can definitely see being Chugi.
100%. Coach used to be Chugi and now it's back.
Mm-hmm.
Because Coach was, again, the generation before us, I feel like. Everyone had Coach shoes. I wanted Coach shoes in junior high so bad.
Do you know what else I could see coming back?
Hmm.
Is like Tiffany.
It is coming back.
Is it?
Yes.
I saw a girl
that worked at Brandy Melville and she had a Tiffany necklace on. And Nick was like, oh my gosh, did you see what the necklace that girl is wearing? It's one of those Tiffany ones that is coming back.
Cause I got one of those, I think I still have a necklace or a bracelet. No, I don't still have it. Of course, I freaking got rid of it. Like my hot pink Coach bag, vintage Coach bag that I freaking had. But I had one of those when I was like really, like younger, like maybe literally 8 or 10. And it was like my prized possession.
Yeah, those were so in.
I like got it for Christmas or something. Like it was literally my favorite. It was like my only gift or something. Like it was a big deal.
I wanted one so bad.
And now I'm like, I feel like I could see that starting to come back. I could picture like Addison Rae wearing a Tiffany necklace.
Yeah. Too. No, for sure. We were actually checking out. And then while she was checking us out, Nick kind of pointed out her necklace and he's like, my gosh, those are back now. He's like, everyone used to wear.
Oh my,
he was like, my sisters used to wear that when we were younger. And I was like, Nick, you sound so old. Please wait until we get out of the store to start saying that. Like, you know, when old people are like, those are coming back now.
That's funny. Okay. Someone says head to toe Lululemon outfit.
It's becoming more of like a mom uniform, but I will never stop wearing Lulu as long as I live.
It's literally so comfy.
So comfy.
That's all I have. We can keep going through or we can be done.
You know what I think is extra chuggy?
What?
Or not extra chuggy that people probably think about with Lululemon is the Lululemon zip-up jackets that are like tight with the leggings. But
totally. Let me see. I'm going to look if there's anything else. You know Vera Bradley?
Vera Bradley. Like, yes, but no.
Patch like bags and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I did. Like, I worked with them a few years ago, actually.
That's embarrassing. I'm just kidding. Awesome. They're literally such a cool brand. You better go archive that photo.
Like, someone says they think TikTok is chuggy.
Are you 7 years old?
There are chuggy people on TikTok. But yeah. TikTok is like the next, it's like Gen chuggy. Z central.
Maybe they don't know what chuggy means. And they just were like, oh.
Oh, I'm just going to guess what it means.
Maybe they thought it meant cringy.
Okay. Open shoulder shirts. The cutouts on just the shoulders.
Yes.
Deceased.
I loved those shirts.
Same. Pop sockets?
You know what actually—
I don't know if that's chuggy.
Those are just convenient. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Don't like hate on things that like make your life easier. Jeez. You know what I—
like phone cases.
Yeah.
Just go bare. Yeah, you're a
socks.
Baby.
Oh my gosh, so chuggy. You know what? Actually, when I think about the style and everything, it's not like I would wear it right now, but it brings me comfort. Is like 2014 to 2016. Like that kind of style that you just wore like big flannels and like the chokers. And it was a little bit more boho, but also a little bit more, not necessarily Tumblr days, but a little after that. Do you know what I mean? Like Free People was definitely very in.
Yeah, very poppin'.
And I just think about the simpler times. Because Instagram was kind of big then. I mean, it was like growing. It was like exploding during those years. But it wasn't, I don't know.
Instagram and TikTok and social media in general has really changed the game for trends. It quickens things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you aware of trends. It, like you said, like quickens things. Like things also, I feel like, have a longer shelf life. Like it's like, you know, the clay rings. I feel like those are already, like, the clay ones are not even as popular. Yeah, now it's like the plastic big ones, but it's like soon I'm sure it'll be something else. Like, it literally goes so quickly. Even the, like, beaded necklaces with, like, the—
yeah, they're evolving very quickly.
They're evolving quickly. Like, I even picture in a year that's not going to be as popular at all.
It's not so much necessarily the beaded ones now, because that was, like, the beginning of the summer. Now it's more of, like, charms. Like, a little bit more, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like colorful charms, beads with different things on them. Not so much just the beaded colorful ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It makes trends go by very fast. You know what else was like 2014, 2016? It's like the puppy filter. When those Snapchat filters first came out.
That was like the first time that face filters existed. And it was so cool that you could like do that.
And everyone looks cute in the puppy filter.
Yes. On Snapchat. And now it's like—
and then Harambe died and then everything went downhill after that.
True that.
2016 RIP Harambe.
What a crazy time. What a crazy, crazy time.
Is Harambe chuggy?
So disrespectful.
No, I'm just saying, like, talking about Harambe, is that chuggy?
Probably. Someone says cringe filters on photos instead of the natural pics. Sounds like a personal attack to JC Marie presets.
They're like presets that are like specifically a little bit more cool or warm toned.
No, literally. I literally agree.
No, I'm like, actually, yeah, they're becoming
my,
more and more.
My original JC Marie presets are chuggy at this point. Like, just like the orange tones, like very warm, pastel. I would not ever edit my photos
you
like that.
You just start doing it again.
But I
before
I would,
it comes back.
I will say I'm evolving back to my roots a little bit more, I think, with some photo shoots that I want to do that are like, I just want to start doing more photo shoots instead of like, I don't know. I feel like it's like that pendulum thing that you were saying. I feel like Instagram has swung from crazy travel photos, amazing photo shoots to now just like very casual iPhone photos to kind of now, I honestly
have always
started,
want something different.
Yeah, it's like I'm almost bored of that now and I want to go back to shooting like more cool photo shoot vibes. Like also film is very popular now, has been for like the past few years, but I don't know. It's just interesting how things change. But you just got to stick with what you like and put your own little twist on it. But it's fun. It's also fun to go with the trends if you think it's cute. It's like, why not?
I love trends.
Yeah. Why not? And it's also weird that it's like certain people really do have so much power. Like Emma Chamberlain, even for like Gen Z. Yep. I feel like when she wears something, it kind of makes it cool. Like I even remember she wore like wide leg yoga pants.
Yeah,
a
and
while
everyone
ago,
started buying
and
them.
Everyone started buying them.
Yep. The power crazy. She holds.
Yes. We need to manifest getting her on the podcast one day.
If you're listening, Emma, come on in.
Emma, hit us up.
We're nice.
Okay, well, do you have anything else to say about chuginess?
No.
We welcome all. We welcome Gen Z, chugies, anyone here.
Also, to end it, if you are feeling like if you're listening and you're like, oh, I'm doing a lot of the chuggy things and you're like, maybe I'm old now. You know what? Being old is awesome. And I don't know why we're so anti-aging nowadays. It's like, oh, I don't want to look old. I don't want to seem old. How old do you think I am? It's like, who cares?
Me with my fresh face of Botox. I'm like, me neither.
Well, same. But you know what I mean? It's just like everyone's so anti-aging in general, not just even with skin. It's just like, why can't we just embrace aging?
It's true.
Everyone does it. Why are we fighting against it so hard? It's like literally impossible to fight against. So let's just go with the flow. And who cares if you're old?
It's true.
Who cares if you're 30?
That's the way life is.
Who cares if you're 40? Who cares if you're 50?
Who do you think the oldest person is that listens to our podcast? 60?
Probably literally my dad.
In their 60s?
He's in his late 50s.
Sometimes I wonder because someone recently like told someone in my family, they're like, I listen to the podcast. They're like in their 50s. And I'm like,
What the?
Like, that makes me so happy because I think that's like so cute and nice. But I also wonder if when we're just like talking about just TikTok trends and chuginess, are they like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. You know what though? So someone messaged us. I got two conflicting messages right next to each other. The first one was like, not me being influenced and watching the Suns game right now, like thanks to your NBA talk or whatever. And then the next message I got was like, I am bored out of my skull from the NBA talk. Please never talk about it again. Like, I literally could care less. Stop talking about it. And it's so weird because when I listen to even the Morning Toast and like some of the shows they talk about,
like,
I don't
watch,
but I enjoy listening to them talk about it.
I feel the same way. And that's why I feel like we should always just stick to what we want and what we're interested in, because I feel the same way. Like when I listen to a podcast that I like, like if I like the people,
they could talk about anything.
They could talk about anything and I would still like it. If they maybe talked for a full hour about a show I'd never seen, yeah, maybe I would be like, okay, I'm like 30 minutes in. I'm just like, don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel the same way. It's like, if I like the people that I'm listening to, I don't even care what they're talking about.
Exactly.
It could be anything and I'd be into it.
Yeah. So what we're saying is whoever messaged us is not a true fan.
It's just like when people say they wait until we do something they don't like and then they leave a podcast review and say, I was a huge fan until you did this, but they've never left a review before. They've never like,
basically,
they've just been waiting for us to do one thing that slips up and then they're waiting to hop on it. And it's like, okay, I'm sure you're not a huge fan if like you're going to take one little slip up and rate our podcast negatively and say, now you hate us.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know.
We don't listen to the haters.
This is your sign to not listen to the haters. Everyone's always, it's just a perfect example. Exactly what you just said. It happens to me all the time where I'll share something and people will message me and be like, oh my gosh, I do not care. Like,
yeah,
stop talking about this. And then other people being like, I'm so glad you mentioned this because it really helped me with this, blah, 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 blah. Just talk about, if you want to do a podcast, anything, just talk about what you're interested in.
Yeah.
And sure, some people won't care, but other people will, and you'll find your people.
Yeah. And you'll invite more people into something that you love. That's how I feel about anime. It's like, I know people hate when I talk about anime sometimes because people have like a preconceived notion about anime. So they just instantly shut off. And that's what a lot of times, like if you start talking about something that people already have in their mind a fixed opinion on, then they're like, oh,
I do not want to hear about this.
But then, yeah, it's the same thing where I'll get tons of messages like, oh my gosh, my boyfriend has been telling me to watch anime for so long. And then you talked about it and now I love it. And like, I have a whole world, a genre of shows to watch.
Right. Yeah. You just got to do you.
Yeah.
Do you.
Love that.
Okay, well, stay tuned for our merch updates, guys. Super excited. It'll be really soon. So go to our podcast Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. Also, you guys can be involved in all of these episodes. You can tell us what you think is chuggy. You can give us your input for future episodes. Also, feel free to like email us or message us anytime if you guys have podcast ideas. We always love to hear your feedback and what you're interested in hearing. So let us know. But we love you guys so much. Hope you have an amazing week. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.